Welcome to the My Jewish Listings podcast, the podcast about everything Jewish and kosher, inviting support from within the Jewish community. Visit myjewishlistings.com to find a Jewish-owned business near you. And now, your host, Doron Eli.
Hello, hello. Today we have Michael Sherman, CEO to Graduate to Employment. Say hi to everyone, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited to speak about Graduate to Employment. But, you know, I do want to have you speak a little bit about how you got started with Graduate to Employment and what you guys do.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And Doron, thanks for having me today. So I am based in Boston and have been in the staffing and recruiting field all of my life. I've run big global hiring organizations. Most recently, I was accountable for global hiring for Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Wow, big places.
Which was it was a crazy job. I loved it. Crazy numerically. We would hire 85,000 people a year across 41 countries.
Wow.
And I was accountable for everything from the interns to the chairman of the board. So it kind of ran the gamut. Before that, I ran global hiring for a technology company called EMC, which a couple of years ago was acquired by Dell. Mm-hmm. And then prior to that, I ran hiring for a medical supply company. So kind of a varied background, but all in hiring and recruitment.
So when did you kind of transition from that background to, you know, realizing that this is something that you can personally help students with and help them get employment and, you know, eventually launch Graduate to Employment?
Well, that's a great question. And one thing that was consistent with me, whether in my personal and professional life, was whether it was in my personal life, my wife and I out to dinner with another couple, and I should mention that I have two children. One is 25, who graduated a couple years ago from the University of Wisconsin, and one is about to be 20, and he is a sophomore at Miami of Ohio. And so whether in my personal life, my wife and I out to dinner with some friends, and inevitably a friend would say, "Hey, Michael, I have a favor to ask of you." And that favor was the same favor that was being asked of me in my professional life by some very senior people. Mm-hmm. And when I say senior people, I mean board members of the companies that I was working for. And the favor was always the same. And it was, "Hey, Michael, would you do me a favor? I have a son, a daughter, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, what have you. Mm-hmm. He or she is either a junior, a senior in college, looking for an internship, or about to graduate and looking for the right job." And the parents' words, not mine, "They're clueless. And would you be willing to have a conversation with he or she about the right way to navigate the job search process?" Mm-hmm. And so I would always answer that question, "Sure." And I enjoy helping young people during what can be a very stressful time in their lives, explaining the best way to go about finding the right job. And so I decided about 6 years ago that I was going to transition out of Bank of America. And I opened my company, Graduate to Employment, where I help these young people navigate either internships, their process to find the right internship, mm-hmm. or to find the right job, transitioning from academic to professional life as seniors.
Wow. And so, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of experience in this, but like, how do you exactly help students prepare? I mean, there's so many different things that you have to do to get a student to be ready to jump into the workforce, right? Like, is it just, you know, helping them with job searches, or what exactly is it?
I work with clients on every aspect of their job search process. And that really starts with things like resumes, LinkedIn profiles, networking. Today's young people don't understand the concept of network. Networking is not looking for, you know, asking someone for a job.
Yeah.
It's asking someone for advice and connections on the premise that successful people know other successful people. Once someone is able to navigate into a company, I give you an example. I said that I ran a global hiring for Bank of America. On an annualized basis, we would get at bankofamerica.com/careers 2.6 million, 2.6 million resumes looking for jobs. And so I didn't have the staff. I had 600 people working under me, but I didn't have the staff to look at 2.6 million resumes.
There's just no way.
Yeah. So helping my clients understand that they need to find connections within companies, that those connections that many of these young people don't think that they have, i.e. their network, reaching out once they see an opportunity that looks like a fit, and asking that person who's affiliated somehow with that company if they would ensure that my client's application receives consideration. Mm-hmm. Nobody can get you hired, but can they get you consideration, i.e. digging into those 2.6 million applicants, pulling out yours and bringing you in for an interview. Wow. Then once you're brought in for the interview, prepping clients for an interview. These young people are not going to be hired based on their 10 years worth of experience, because mm-hmm. they don't have 10 years yeah. worth of experience. So that's not a problem. So it's about attributes. It's about teamwork, mm-hmm. leadership, communication skills, analytical skills. You need to demonstrate that you have these attributes that you're being evaluated upon. And then if you've done a good job demonstrating that you have these attributes, well, it means you're good. Good people have choices. Why do you want to work for that particular company? And also important to me is company culture. So I like the fact that during COVID, I was prepping a client recently for an interview that she was having with Verizon. And so we not only talked about Verizon and their business results, but we talked about that during COVID, Verizon ensured that inner city youth had internet connectivity because they couldn't go to school.
Yeah, I remember them
saying that. So that type of, yeah, cultural, the culture of a company needs to mesh with the client's culture. And the client needs to be able to articulate what his or her culture is and why they're interested in the company, not only from a business perspective, but also from a cultural perspective.
And that of course, makes the fit work so much better. If you don't have the personal connection, there's less likelihood that you're actually going to get hired at that job, right?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, companies understand the criticality of coaching. And I'm a big believer in coaching. And companies understand and value coaching, but I think they have it backwards. Because what happens is when people are hired into an organization and they do well, they're promoted. With promotions come more responsibility, more money, so on and so forth. And eventually, if they reach a certain level, somebody from HR calls them and say, hey, Daron, you've done a great job with us. You now qualify for executive coaching. And my argument is you don't need it at that point because you've already done well. You've already at the executive level. The time that you need coaching was when you were making that transition from academic to professional life. And I do presentations all over the country on behalf of different organizations. And I mentioned some classes. These are actual classes that, you know, parents like myself and some of our listeners are paying for, that our kids are attending.
Let's hear it.
Classes, we're paying for classes, wasting time on the internet, the science of Harry Potter, vampire evolution of a sexy monster,
what?
gender.
These sounds like just like fantasy books. I mean, what is this like?
Well, they don't get you ready for the real world.
Oh my God.
You know, my favorite, campus sex in a digital age. What? And my argument is,
can't you just learn that naturally?
Depends, I guess, on the individual. But most schools, the way they do what I do, most schools have career services groups. And, well, career services are notoriously, you know, understaffed and can't provide the one-on-one individual attention that I give to my clients. Mm-hmm. I have clients that are introverts, extroverts. Some are bright, some are less so. Some are laser focused on what they want to do. Others are not. Most career services groups will tell you, hey, your resume looks good. You might want to change the font. And then they'll hand you a calendar of companies that will be coming on campus to interview.
That's not really helping them prepare.
No, it really doesn't help differentiate why them. You know, why them. Back to those attributes. You know, I've had clients, as I say, I've had some very bright clients in the past. And they think because they've attended an Ivy League school and done well, that employers are going to line up to hire them. And I have to let them know that there are a lot of young people that are going to be graduating from Ivy League schools that have done well.
I remember you mentioning that there was 1.9 million kids transitioning into the workforce this year. Is that right?
Yeah, every year. And that's only at the undergraduate level. 1.9 million students transitioning this that are seniors that are trying to transition to the workforce every year. So if you're relying strictly on, you know, your academic record, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You've got to find that insider that can, you know, help make sure, you know, if I call it evangelize your candidacy within the company. And then once you get in front of that decision maker, why you? These are the types of things that I help my clients do.
Wow. And so, like, let's say there's one person that, you know, is obviously just ready. They're just about to graduate. They feel pressure to go find a job, right? What is probably the single best advice that you can give to a student who is just about to graduate and, you know, they're having trouble looking for a job? You know, they're obviously filling out applications. They're not getting anywhere. They're not getting the response, like you were saying, that some places get the 2 million applications and you just can't sift through it. What's like the one thing that they can do to navigate that job market?
Well, that's a great question. First thing I would tell this individual that you just described is, stop sitting at your computer and going to xyz.com/careers and uploading your resume, because the only thing it's going to do is frustrate you when you don't hear back, because numerically you won't hear back. And what I would tell that person to do is to take a step back and access their network. They will tell me that they don't have a network, and I will push back on them hard that they do have a network. Their parents, friends of their parents are their network. Relatives are their network. Family lawyers are their network. Family financial advisors are their network. Reach out to these individuals, and this is what I help my clients do, requesting to have a conversation and teeing up the conversation as, I'm about to make the transition from academic to professional life. My strategy is to network with successful people like yourself. Would you be willing to have a quick conversation with me? If so, please let me know, as I'm happy to accommodate your schedule. Once you speak to that individual, are speaking with that individual, be able to articulate why you wanted to pull up. And there's two things you're looking for: career advice, and then based on what you want to do, would that individual be willing to connect you with someone from his or her professional network that will ultimately get you closer to the company that you have targeted, and then you'll be able to have that person evangelize your candidacy.
And it's funny, because most, more likely than not, they're going to want to help you, right?
There's no question.
Yeah, a natural feeling of wanting to help this person.
As
getting that conversation in, they're obviously putting time aside to help someone, right? So
absolutely. But you as the recent grad or to be grad or looking for that summer internship, what's the first question that anyone's going to ask you when they accept that invitation and you have that conversation? The first question is going to be, how can I help? And you have to have an answer for that question. Mm-hmm. Every one of my clients, when we debrief after a networking call, if they tell me, hey, how did it go with your dad's college roommate or your uncle's friend? How did it go? And if they tell me, oh, he or she was a great person, I want to wring their neck, because I can introduce you to a lot of great people. Are they willing to help you?
Yeah.
Are they willing to help you? What's the next step?
That's obviously the ultimate goal, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And make it easy.
Wow.
So, and then once you get in front of that decision maker, I do mock interviews with my clients. And I'll tell my clients, we go from Michael the coach to Michael the interviewer. And I will interrupt the client and say, whoop, you just blew it. Okay, you didn't answer my question. You spoke over me. You were evasive. Why did you take the conversation to the left when we were doing so well taking the conversation to the right? So that's, again, part of my process and how I help my clients.
And part of the training. Well, I love that. Yeah. I mean, thank you so much, Michael. I mean, you're literally helping one of the biggest problems of this generation. And I'm so glad that you kind of switched gears from the super corporate world into helping, you know, one-on-one students really obtain a job that they want to strive for, right? Well, if any of their listeners want to reach out to Michael, there's graduatetoemployment.com. He also has a phone number you can call. It's 781-856-1600, or you can just email him at michael@graduatetoemployment.com. So once again, thank you so much for coming on, Michael, and it was a pleasure chatting with you.
Teron, I really appreciate it. And yeah, if anybody wants to get in touch with me, find out more information, I'm happy to chat. You can send me an email. We can set up a convenient time. I can tell you more about the way I work and more about your son or daughter.
All right. Well, thank you so much once again.
Thank you, Dawn.